WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Both the Trump and Harris campaigns were in Pennsylvania last night.
In Erie, Pennsylvania, Harris letting Trump speak for himself, playing clips.
The worst people are the enemies from within.
Taking Trump to task.
And he is out for unchecked power. That's what he's looking for.
Describing a second Trump term as dangerous and a risk to America.
ABC's Mary Bruce. Trump cutting short the Q&A part of his rally after two people fainted. Swing state Georgia begins early voting today. That makes 44 states where early polls are open. The UN Security Council expressing strong concern over Israeli attacks on southern Lebanon that wounded UN peacekeepers. This is about 100 U.S. troops now being deployed to Israel as part of an advanced anti-missile defense system. FEMA workers in North Carolina abandoning door-to-door visits after receiving threats that they could be targeted by militia. Meanwhile, suspect accused of threatening FEMA workers arrested there. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Democrats are hitting battleground Wisconsin in the run-up to Election Day. Lisa Hale was with Vice Presidential candidate Tim Walz in Green Bay yesterday.
Walz appealing to union labor and people who care about reproductive rights.
I'm going to make a message to the guys here. If you got any women you love in your life, your wives, your daughters, your mothers, and friends, let's not forget. Their lives are literally at stake in this election. Let's be very clear.
Kamala Harris is scheduled to return to Wisconsin Thursday. I'm Lisa Hale.
Spending is trending up in the race for U.S. Senate. Democrats have outspent Republicans so far, $93 million to $69 million, but Republicans are outspending Democrats between now and Election Day, $21 million to $15 million. Tammy Baldwin leads Eric Hovde by 7 points in the latest Marquette poll. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. We've got our first widespread freeze warning of the season coming overnight. It'll hit much of Wisconsin, including us in the southwestern part of the state. That means the growing season is officially coming to an end. If you've got plants you've been keeping alive, you'll want to cover them before you go to bed tonight or bring them inside. Pets feel a cold snap just like humans do, so be aware of that if you need to take a dog for a walk in the morning. We're expecting a low near 30 degrees. We've had a mild October so far, so it may feel like a shock to the system. The freeze warning starts at 1 a.m. and it ends at 9 tomorrow morning. Meanwhile, because of the drought, the Department of Natural Resources is reinstating burn permits for part of our area. That means if you want to have a fire in a barrel, burn some trash, or in grass or in woods, you need to get an annual permit first. These restrictions apply to the northwestern part of Dane County and all of Sauk and Columbia counties. DNR officials say these rules will stay in place until the drought improves. That's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
The Badgers back at practice. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, college football. The Wisconsin Badgers preparing for another road trip, this time at Northwestern to face the Wildcats. Wide receiver Will Pauling, questionable despite not suffering a concussion against Rutgers. Luke Fickell says with 6 weeks into the season, he'll be paying more attention to players with injuries.
There's a balance to what you're doing, but you are starting to get to that middle of the second half of the season. This is a different league now, and you do have to be able to handle things a little bit different as you get to that mid-second half of the season.
NBA, the Bucks got their first win of the preseason with a 111-107 victory over the Chicago Bulls. The Bucks' new guard, Gary Trent Jr., and forward Taurean Prince got some playing time together. Head coach Doc Rivers.
They both have been fantastic. They're both very physical. And on the other end, they don't press. TP gets 5 shots or 10 shots or 1 shot. The demeanor is the exact same. You need players like that.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It's a little frosty out there this morning. We are going to have a hard freeze later tonight into tomorrow morning. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to the low to mid 50s here this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low dropping into the mid to upper 20s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high right around 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Listen, saving a lot on a comfortable mattress with a lifetime comfort guarantee is easy. Why? Because we make our mattresses right at the store. Yeah, we cut out the middleman and voila, you got it. We pass the savings directly on to you every day. So hurry in today to your local Verlo, for there are no middleman markups. Wake up, sleep better, and save at Verlo.
The John and Gordy Show.
National Produce Misting Day.
What is that all about?
Grocery stores, they mist their vegetables.
Sure.
I bet it feels really great to be a vegetable and just get sprayed with that mist.
I used to mist my plants in my apartment. Mm. It didn't save them, but they felt good dying.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. If it's Tuesday, it means it's Tuesday Tangents with our very own Luke Mathers. Find out what's grinding his gears and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Yeah. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Because I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom ride in hell. Hey, I'm going to keep on running because the winner don't quit on themselves.
Donald Trump officially ruled out any more debates. It's a disservice to the voters. I also think it's a pretty weak move. But even if he will not debate, the contrast in this election is already clear. This election is about two very different visions, two very different visions for our nation. One, his, focused on the past, the other, ours, focused on the future.
Wow. Even on a normal weekend, but when I take a Monday off for a sexy liberal, that's a lot of Trump crazy and treason and how many other things, Jody, sandwiched into, it's like a burrito of
treason berries.
Weird. Mixed with dementia, mixed with treason, mixed with more criming. Okay. So
Did he really listen to Ave Maria for 40 minutes?
Yes.
Okay. Not just Ave Maria.
Yes. Thank God they're finally kicking that whole weird thing. Several people fainted, and he said, "Would anyone else like to faint? Please raise your hand." You know what we could do, though? We could have a little music. And then he stood there for
40 minutes.
This is okay. When the aliens come, if this is in the time capsule, there was Ave Maria, YMCA. And James Brown, It's a Man's World.
And
November Rain. And November Rain from Guns N' Roses.
Correct.
And yes.
Okay.
YMCA. Yes.
I will go with you.
Mm-hmm. Well, November's coming. We'll see if it's a man's world, but put a pin in that. Anyway. Oh, my God.
Can we put a pin in that and pop it?
Oh, yeah. They played Sinead O'Connor, too.
Oh, that's
nothing
also,
compares to you.
Someone said it best on Twitter, but. Vote for the person that knows how to apply makeup. What is going on?
I know.
What is...
I think he's in a
tanning joke on stage Saturday. I didn't realize other people made it too, but I said if he gets any darker, he's going to have to deport himself.
Yeah.
I don't know what's happening, but it's also like there's a clear line where he did not blend.
Right.
I think he's in a tanning booth because of his eyes, because you wear those covers.
Oh.
That's what I think he's doing.
Okay. So, yeah, he was just swaying awkwardly and noted puppy killer Christy Noem was...
trying to help him.
Kind of imitating whatever stupid dance Grampy was doing, and I don't... Okay, and then did
was
he also...
Was doing a double handy, Jay?
Yeah, a little bit. Also, one of the guys being taken out on the stretcher, I think he said he needs to lose weight. The poor guy that had fainted and was being taken out, because Donald Trump, you know.
Obviously in great
beautiful
shape.
Beach body, as he's told us repeatedly.
He said it yesterday.
Did
I say that yesterday?
There we do.
This 3 weeks from today, Chris. Did I tell you this is going to get... Just strap yourselves in.
It's going to get worse from here on out. It's going to get worse.
Wow. Because also, it's use so the close. Military against his political opponents. You know, just the normal stuff. Where's the Jake Tapper one? Just this party. This is what they've become, just twisting themselves into pretzels to try to deny Trump's latest atrocious thing that he said, anti-democratic, sociopathic, whatever.
It's 20 and 21.
Okay, 20, yeah.
I don't think that he's referring to elected people in America, but
I'm literally reading his quotes. I'm literally reading his quotes to you, and I played them earlier so you could hear that they were not made up by me. He's literally talking about, quote, radical left lunatics, and then one of those lunatics he addressed, he mentioned, was Congressman Adam Schiff.
Okay.
About Jake, but I'm talking about Donald Trump saying that he wants to use the National Guard in the military to go after the left. That's what he's saying.
I don't believe that's what he's saying. But listen, you and I are going to argue about
literally.
That. But I would suggest if you would
I played the quote and I read it to you.
If you would also balance
that. I mean,
you
can wish that he weren't saying that, but that's what he's saying.
Oh, my God. This is normal governor sweater vest from
right.
Virginia, mm-hmm. supposedly. Just twisting themselves into pretzels. I mean, someone who would know, Defense Secretary Mark Esper, said Trump should be taken seriously when he talks about using the military against political opponents. Mm-hmm. Would you like me to read the quote exactly? Chris, Donald Trump said this.
Okay, let's do this.
Uh-oh. It's the very sick people, radical left lunatics. It should be very easily handled by, if necessary, by National Guard, or if really necessary, by the military. Went on to cite Adam Schiff, specifically as an example of one such lunatic, calling him a total sleazebag and the enemy from within.
Huckleberry Hound.
Oh, I already told you before I said it, Donald Trump.
Damn it. I'm so bad at this.
You have a really bad short-term memory.
They were recalling the anecdote in Esper's book about Trump asking about shooting protesters in 2020. As you wrote, you said, you quoted him as saying, can't you just shoot them? Just shoot them in the legs or something. Do you fear he would try to utilize the National Guard and the military against U.S. citizens? Yes, I do, said Esper. Mm-hmm. We have Noel Kassler.
Casper?
He's a friendly ghost.
Kassler, the friendly ghost comic, will be here. But I know we're all, this will be just a long 3-week stretch of gastrointestinal. Because, right, you get, see one poll, Kamala's up 2 or 3, then there's another, they're tied. You're just like, how?
Don't pay attention to the polls.
I know, it's hard.
We have a sexy liberal in between now and then.
Right? That'll do it. And we will save the world. That's why it's called the Save the World Tour.
Yes, we
Thank
will.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Stuart Stevens said, I get all the despair about how 47% of voting America is supporting a mentally unfit dictator wannabe, but it's likely that the 51% don't. And there are numerous opportunities over the next few weeks to make sure those 47% lose. People can donate, knock on doors, write postcards, phone bank, and most importantly, vote. Don't despair, just win. It's like Michelle Obama said, do something. I think it's the only recipe right now for our... Are we having a nervous breakdown? I think we are. Is it our 19th nervous breakdown, America?
No.
Is anyone keeping count? We're at like 11 billion.
We've gone way past the Rolling Stones at this point. We've gone way past.
Here's the tragedy I always talk about. Only half of America votes. Mm-hmm. So when you... That's, to me, the problem I just really hope in my lifetime we address to a better degree. Because that is just a... That's why I'm wearing it's the democracy stupid t-shirt, but that involves voting. But anyway, when you're feeling overwhelmed, only half of America votes. So if we believe the polls and it's tied, that means half. So it's like a quarter of the country.
Right.
We are not overwhelmed. Oh, my God, there's so many of them.
Right.
It's probably 20-25% of the country. And but I know it's. Man, Jody, I was thinking misogyny and or racism, hell of a drug if these polls are correct. I'm like, this has got to be the most unqualified man ever. Felon, rapist, I mean, clearly in the midst of, I think the Washington Post, thank you for coming late to the party, finally writing a story about his obvious mental and cognitive decline. I mean, we are watching a crazy person. Anyway, I brought up Noel because I think it was, I don't know, our friend Joe Walsh, Rick Wilson, somebody, that sort of understands the right-wing mindset. Mm-hmm. Because we can't get our minds around it. And they know he's lying. They don't care.
Exactly.
Because we're like, our heads are exploding like it's scanners.
Right.
We're like, what?
They love the lib trolling.
What's that?
They love the lib trolling.
Guess, yeah.
That's what it is.
I worked in that world for 4 years. Yeah. I know what works. That's what works with that mindset.
Right. But you just go the most obvious con man liar in the history of this country. But I think we're going to make...
But he pisses off the people that they hate. That is what they like about them.
You can't even... Look at this. This is from taking one day off. This is Trump jokes about being shot after he's told a couple's son died in war. I mean...
And Chris, you know, literally just, went, no, he was shot.
I mean, and of course we're going to call bolt on this latest quote-unquote assassination attempt. Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's a Trump supporter.
I can't... Thank you. And you were saying it yesterday, Chris. The sheriff is a Trumper who's making it seem
Trumper.
Like some... And you're like...
Yeah. And he's been an attention seeker, too. And so he was bending what happened out there to his own idea of what should have happened.
Right. Yeah.
He was looking for attention.
Carlos said it, I think, on Twitter. Like, expect an assassination attempt every weekend until the election.
Only on the weekends.
It plays into his whole, oh, I'm a victim, and I'm such a martyr and a hero.
Yep.
I remember when we were in New York for the show. You know, of course, they're selling the stupid bloody ear and the fist T-shirt behind the flag. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yep.
I mean, Noel Castler called bolt on the first one. I mean, it's just the whole thing. You can forgive us for going, it's all sketchy. But this one, wait, these details, hold please. Hold please, hold your thoughts.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't get through the latest awful story. Yes, so he cracked a joke about being shot. Tell me this is not exactly what we think it is. It's like PR stunts.
Yeah.
After he was introduced to a Gold Star family who lost their son in Afghanistan, he said, we're the Gold Star families. Come on up here. As they approached the stage, Trump said, it's a little hard to get up since I got shot. It made it more difficult. Perhaps that's the way it's supposed to be. Oh, my God. Their son is dead. And he's...
And if you look at his ear, there is no star.
There's no scratch on his ear. Oh, my God. Yes, the man arrested with guns outside Trump's rally in Coachella Valley on October 12th had spoken about assassination attempts against the former president less than 2 weeks earlier with a retired Army lieutenant colonel who calls himself Trump's Secretary of Retribution. Why do all these douchebags need to be named Miller, like Stephen Miller? This guy's name is Vern Miller?
Yep. I'm sorry.
Vem. I thought it was Vem Miller.
I think it's Vem.
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 Vem?
Vem.
As in a Vem diagram?
Yeah.
That's
Ven
with an N.
This is Vem.
Vem with an M.
As in Vem with a V.
Vem, Ve, V.
Yeah. Explains a lot about his parents.
V, Ve, Vem.
He interviewed retired Colonel Ivan Raiklin, known for circulating a deep state target list against Trump's political enemies. Oh, my God, does this get rabbit holey? He said the guy with guns that was just arrested outside the Trump rally said to this lunatic colonel somebody, you know, you inspire me. This episode's actually going to be called What Are We Going to Do Once They Steal the Election? Because that's certain, 100% certainty they're going to steal this, and we need to be prepared. So the Colonel Crazy Pants said they're going to continue to try to assassinate Trump. I already got a plan in response to that and what should take place. This Colonel Crazy Pants previously had said on Alex Jones, oh, dear God, here we go. Option two behind Trump is going to be so much better for us and so much worse for them, meaning assassinating him, right? Mm-hmm. Jones said, I was about to say, if they kill him, that's a best case scenario from a sick level medium. Oh, please kill him. It's so good after that. Referring to Trump.
Uh-huh.
Captain Crazy Pants said, it's going to be the best cleansing and fastest cleansing we've ever seen in my lifetime. ISF with almost certainty, with the highest level of confidence, if they assassinate Trump, it's so game over for them. So this Riverside County Sheriff, Chad Bianco,
uh-huh.
a fervent Trump supporter, said, right, they arrested Miller. He was arrested for illegal firearms, which they don't think there should be any firearms law. So Trump wasn't anywhere even there.
Right.
Bianco said, if you're asking me right now, I probably did have deputies that prevented the assassination attempt.
Right. He convicted this guy with that one statement before going to any jury.
Right.
That's highly irresponsible for the main law enforcement person of that county.
Miller denied everything that happens with him is sketch.
Yes.
Did you see, of course, he has never released a medical record, and Kamala is in excellent health, and she's like, she can't serve. She's got allergies. Very serious. Oh my God.
Take some Claritin.
She sneezes on it.
Yeah. Take a Claritin. Okay. Yeah. So anyway, Miller denied he had any intent to assassinate Trump, calling himself 100% a Trump supporter in an interview with Fox News. One of Miller's partners at whatever crazy pants network angrily posted on X that Miller's arrest was retribution from the deep state. This is how far down we are in this rabbit hole. Mm-hmm. Now they're blaming the deep state for arresting a Trump supporter that's caught with guns at a okay. If he had guns in his car that were illegal, whoop-de-do, as a pro-Second Amendment advocate, ask me if I give it about a good guy with a gun in an unsafe hole like California.
Wow.
I can't even get my mind around all the levels of crazy there.
A manure farm in Coachella is probably one of the safest places
I'm out.
Ever.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Why did he have it in manure
farm? As Francis Callier said, after I ordered...
The farm probably gave it to him for free.
After I ordered broccoli at a barbecue restaurant in Kansas City.
That was the strangest...
Francis Callier just said, I'm out.
That's like going to a fried chicken place and asking for boiled chicken.
I wasn't that hungry, and I wanted collard greens, and they didn't have them, so I got broccoli.
All right. At least gotten it with barbecue sauce.
You can't get collard greens in the Midwest. That's a southern thing.
I didn't know that.
How do you not...
I wasn't that hungry enough, but I wanted something healthy, so...
You went to a barbecue restaurant to get something
I
healthy?
I wanted to hang out with Frangela.
I had cheese with corn at that place.
I don't care what you...
You don't get healthy things.
Your 1,000-pound block of muscle body. All right, we're late because of you, 21 minutes after the hour. Judging me. This portion of the show.
Well, yes.
Brought to you by Credo Mobile.
Credo.
Woo. Credo. Greedo. Okay. My point is, they're America's only progressive phone company, right?
Yep.
And you don't have to feel sketch about doing, but you know, sometimes you don't feel like you don't have a choice. You don't, this company. Credo Mobile, progressive phone company. Every month they donate tens of thousands of dollars to progressive nonprofits that work for a better world, just like you are.
Yeah.
That's what you're doing. They share your values. What? Planned Parenthood, reproductive freedom for all, Friends of the Earth, March for Our Lives. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company, the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, and in October, or as we say in the radio business, Rocktober.
Rocktober, everybody.
Yeah, it's Rocktober, everybody. If you use the promo code VOTE50, Credo will donate $50 to Vote.org, who has helped register millions of voters, and you'll get $250 off any new smartphone. Wow, that's a win-win-win-win-win. Off into infinity. Bring your phone, bring your number, come on over. So easy to switch. CredoMobile.com. One more time, CredoMobile.com.
Oh, my God, that is hilarious.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this, so they split it into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat flour, wheat gluten, so it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Bonnie and Clyde love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod treats. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply. Or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
Hey, kids, let mom help with your science project.
This new mom wants her kids' science project to thrive. Too bad she hasn't cracked a science book since 1985.
A metathesis reaction?
Compounds, mixtures, and elements. Even this baking soda volcano is too big of an experiment. Whoa. Now she's completely forgotten the periodic table. Now she's burning a hole through the kitchen table.
Burning with science.
But her kids' love for their mom is truly transparent.
Proof you don't have to be perfect to be the perfect parent.
Don't tell Dad.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of siblings in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Hey, there he is. How's it going?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you going to shake my hand or what?
I'm having a stroke.
Wow, you're not even moving your arm.
I'm having a stroke.
Are you okay?
I'm having a stroke.
Your face looks weird, too.
I'm having a stroke.
Are you having a seizure or something?
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear.
I'm having a stroke.
You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST, F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. Or S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately. Because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
Not really a dancer.
Yeah, I'm a dancer, damn it.
No, you're not.
Yeah, she's not. A bag of knives.
Bag of knives being thrown against the wall.
How dare you? 27 minutes after the hour. Yeah, I just can't. It's just, it gets weirder. It's, Trump was supposed to, it was supposed to be a town hall. He was supposed to be taking questions.
Right.
And then he said,
three.
Let's not do any more questions. Let's just listen to music. You know, wants to hear. And what followed was an entire 40 minutes of Trump standing awkwardly while a mishmash. Ave Maria was particularly weird. Okay.
And Kamala only Harris, answered three questions.
Yeah. Kamala Harris asked if he's okay.
Yes. She did.
Okay. Oh, this was this thing about her allergies. Mm-hmm. I've just seen Kamala's report. Okay, this is someone that's never released a
medical record at all.
Yeah.
Ever.
Not an accurate
from,
one.
Yeah, no, from some psychophantic doctor.
No, he released a doctor's letter, which
right.
is not...
That's not a medical record.
A crazy doctor.
Right.
That somehow died, mysteriously passed away.
Was it Moida?
Well, ask Noel Kessler about that.
Let's ask Max.
I'm sorry, was
from
it what?
From Heart to Heart.
Was it what?
Moida?
And when they met, it was murder.
I just seen Cobb's report. It's not good. She is allergic... Meningitis and allergic, some whatever, allergies. Oh. A very messy and dangerous situation. These are deeply serious conditions that clearly impact her functioning.
No.
I put out more medical exams than any other president
no.
in history.
No. Oh, my God. She takes a Claritin and it clears up.
Oh, my God.
God.
I need some hope. Hi, Seth, homo of hope. Hello. Hiya.
Hello, homos and... Jody runs the show. Okay, I know I'm up against the heartbreak, and I love things hard.
No,
so
fine.
First,
oh
let me say, we do a GoFundMe. GoFundMe to bring Nebraska Nick to Sexy Liberal in Los Angeles. I'll happily.
We have them. Another friend of Chris with the banana hammock guy. That's going to do ring.
Oh.
Yeah. Chris has one in every city.
But quickly, I want to say this media. if this whole thing, the same pundits who are telling me that Harris is behind Biden in certain groups were the same pundits who were telling me Biden could not win. This is such a bunch of horse manure, these people. And if Harris made these claims about killing right-wing people, that would be splatted on the front page of every newspaper.
Yeah. I know. We've blown through any semblance of the same standard being applied to both of them. It's insane. 29 minutes after the hour, Charlie Pierce and Noel Kassler all coming up.
We first opened about 10 years ago. We were small, just a few of us, but it was exciting. I always dreamt of having my own business. It was kind of slow at first, but things started picking up. We had big plans. But in our wildest dreams, we never, never thought we'd have this much work. Yeah, with so many businesses caught off guard by the storm, Reed Waste Management has never been busier.
What will become of your business after a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency. And 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now, before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Technology moves at the speed of innovation. And today, that's lightning fast. So when you get your hands on the latest tech, don't forget to do the right thing with your old devices. Recycle them. The Consumer Electronics Association and its members are making recycling your old tech device as easy as purchasing new ones. Just go to greenergadgets.org, type in your zip code, and you'll instantly find the responsible recycling location closest to your home. You'll also find lots of tips to simplify your recycling, like asking the store where you buy your new TV if they'll haul away your old one. Television sets, video game consoles, smartphones, tablets, they're all recyclable. Don't let them clog up your local landfill. Just visit greenergadgets.org. You're sharp enough to get the latest tech tools into your home. Now be responsible enough to get your old devices to the recycler. That's greenergadgets.org.
Email from school. How about the incident today?
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
the devils are fighting and trying to ruin their lives with perverted ideas and perverted ways. The people that are addicted to pornography and addicted to the things of this of the flesh in this world. And we break the power. We break the power of the homosexual, lesbian spirits that are trying to ruin our children and ruin this nation. Down from there. Down. We sit by the throne. You are under our feet.
Get down from there, Steph.
Get away. Shoo.
I will be your homosexual lesbian spirit guide for the morning. Thank you. Hello. Hey, that's crazy Trump preacher. What's his name?
Kenneth Copeland.
Pardon me.
Yeah, Kenneth Copeland.
He's been around forever.
Doesn't that sound like a hot, lesbian sex party with booze? Homosexual lesbian spirits. That was the name of my first garage band.
Oh, okay. Good.
Yeah.
Of course.
We have lesbian.
So homosexual and lesbian?
We have lesbian ghosts around Halloween. That's kind of fun.
Wow. Who wants some homosexual lesbian spirits?
Oh, they make. Why do they make everything sound fun? I'm just saying. Right?
Drink up, everybody. Time for some hot girl on girl.
Okay. Oh, Lord. I can't. Blue Dream says, Coachella mess. The venue where Trump held a rally is in the middle of nowhere, 5 miles from parking. The cult was lured in with bus rides to get into the venue and then abandoned when it was over. Yep. This is the perfect metaphor for a Trump presidency. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, because they weren't going to pay the
literally a captive audience.
Yeah.
Because they could. So now you can't say that
now
people left, right? Yes.
Yes.
It was Bronx Tale. Now you can't leave. Was there like a door lock sound effect? Yes, John Cooper said, now confirmed, the bus company booked by the Trump campaign for his Coachella rally refused to return to collect the stranded attendees after Team Trump ignored their repeated requests for payment. Is anyone surprised Trump screwed his supporters?
No,
but apparently it doesn't matter
to
them.
Nope.
Okay. Mary in Wisconsin. Hello, Mayor.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good, go ahead.
Good morning. I just want to begin by saying that I am a 3-time Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal attendee in Madison, Wisconsin.
Wow.
And enjoyed that very much.
Thank you.
And but I called because I am a voter registrator through the Milwaukee Voter Project, and I've also worked at the polls.
Uh-huh.
And I just wanted to clarify about having to prove your citizenship when you register. Mm-hmm. It's actually an honor system on the registration form. You have to check a box.
What are you talking about? No.
When I registered, I had to have my birth certificate.
No.
License,
that is incorrect.
And all of that in order to...
Yes.
Yeah.
This is, oh my God.
Now, it could be different in different states, but in California...
It's different in different states.
What Sunday show was Mike Johnson on that he just, oh my God, they will not let go of that, oh, there's going to be all this cheating and all these... It's illegal for undocumented immigrants to vote.
And you're not going to risk it.
And you're not going to risk getting deported over voting. It doesn't happen.
Right.
It's just, but what did he, I had to Google what he said. He's like, oh, well, there's all this ballot harvesting in California.
Yep.
And I had to look, what is, you know what that is? It's taking, elderly people or people that live in really rural areas.
Yes.
It's someone taking their ballot. But if you have your ballot, you're registered.
Putting it in a box.
You don't get a ballot in California unless you're registered.
Right.
It's not honor system as to whether you're
I mean, some states it might be, but in California it is not.
Right.
I had to prove that I was a citizen in order to register to
even
vote
get your ballot mailed
18.
To you,
right? But it is different in every state.
In different states, it's different.
And Trump is like, hey, we're going to put an end to that, the mail-in vote. You know, the sole reason they don't like mail-in voting is because it limits their ability to suppress the vote the way they like to, right?
And they don't like making voting easy. They like making voting hard.
Yes.
And yesterday when I dropped off my ballot, there were people waiting in line behind me to drop off their ballot in the drop box.
Yeah. I walked to the end of my driveway. That was my entire journey. Put it in the mail. I already got the text. Your vote's been counted because we have, ballot tracks here as well. But
not every state does, though.
No.
No, I know. I know, and it should.
It's an expensive system.
Yeah.
And so, not every state can afford to have a system like that.
Yeah.
We're a big state, so
but we want people to vote. It gives you time to cure your ballot if there is something wrong, if your signature's up, whatever it is. So, anyway, but my point is just
what is Bill Clinton always said it best? When people vote, Democrats win.
Yep.
So that's why they hate mail-in voting and feel like, oh, it was cheating during COVID, because they can't micro-target black voters and young voters the way they're used to, right?
They can't
take out
them.
Voting machines out of black neighborhoods, so you have to wait in line for 10 hours in the rain. They can't, you know, figure out, like, how do you suppress the youth vote in this area? That has always solely been about is how do we suppress anybody's vote that is more likely to vote Democratic?
Well, and Utah is an all absentee voting state, and it's very red.
Right.
So,
well, if you get your ballot here, it means they already have your everything: driver's license number, address, all of. I mean, it.
Okay. And there's a barcode for your ballot itself, and all these things. I mean,
right.
It's very. They're not kidding.
Right. Right. But it's just another one of their stupid myths that they're, you know. Didn't Mike Johnson even said it on whatever stupid Sunday show? I don't watch any of them anymore. That's what I'm doing for my mental health.
Oh, good.
Don't watch any of them. But he said, I can't remember which stupid thing he said about there's going to be a lot of cheating. And, oh, that's why they open the border wide so they can all come in and vote. It's illegal. It's not happening.
It's not happening.
It's the way they're setting up. This is why, I don't want to be happy clappy, not one balloon. But I do, you know, people that would know better than I, that have done this for a long time are saying that a lot of these are right-wing polls that they're flooding the zone with. And part of it is setting up this, oh, it's going to be stolen. All these illegals are going to vote. And that, you know, Trump was winning, right? I mean, the aggregate still has her ahead in most polls, or at least, you know, tied. But it's just, he keeps saying it. That's the tip-off. He keeps going, she's losing by a lot. She's desperate. It's like, no. There's not one poll that she's losing in. But anyway, by the way, Senator Duckworth, thank you, tweeted, great news, inflation is now down to 2.4%, the same rate as right before the pandemic. Mm-hmm. Now what's your excuse to, you know, vote for a dictator, rapist, felon? Under the Biden-Harris administration, incomes are up nearly $4,000, 16 million jobs created, lowest unemployment in 50 years. Democrats' economic policies are working. And this one, Cambo tweeted, still feeling good about Harris. I think the right wing is trying to depress turnout by buying big in predictive markets and flooding polls. What do you think? Mm-hmm. And I don't want to feel like I'm in a bubble and I don't want to see a poll that's bad. But I'm just saying a lot of these, they were all the pollsters that were wrong about the red wave. Mm-hmm. So it feels a little deliberate to me. Oh, this one. Okay. Speaking of inflation, Chris.
Okay.
Who said, I will very quickly deflate. We are going to take inflation and we're going to deflate it. We're going to deflate inflation. We're going to deflate inflation.
Scrooge McDuck.
No, that would be Donald Trump, who is going to very quickly deflate. Does that mean take the enema out?
Deflate it.
You have already fleeted.
You remove the enema.
And you remove it. Okay.
Or is it Fleet Week?
I've defleeted a couple of times when I lived in New York. That's another story for another era.
Dudes or chicks?
Okay, let's...
Was there any dancing or singing involved?
The 80s.
The 80s were fluid.
The 80s and some of the 90s were a little bit of due time. Yeah, due time.
All right.
Yep.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Not a girl.
Yeah, look at me. Beat it. Okay. look, our friend Paula Poundstone, the candidate for president who stole secret government documents and tried to overthrow the government, is concerned if his opponent worked at McDonald's. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Paula. That's how stupid this particular timeline of stupid is. Chris, we are never there. You know what? Every time I say we've reached the stupidest part, we have not.
No, we haven't. I have full faith that we are going to get even stupider in the next 3 weeks.
Uh-huh. Okay. Mike Johnson said that too, that there was a peaceful transfer of power.
Yes,
you know, there was a peaceful transfer of power. There was a peaceful transfer.
He keeps saying that.
He was in the house when all of that happened.
Yeah.
And he knows
when the violent coup failed.
Right. He knows that it wasn't
by force,
peaceful.
There was a peaceful transfer of power that Donald Trump did not even attend because he was off committing his next crime in a huff, stealing classified secrets and taking them to. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, speaking of Republican worry on voting, Democracy Docket tweeted, breaking, the Justice Department is suing Virginia, arguing the state is purging voters too close to the election. Virginia says the purge is targeting non-citizens. The DOJ claims lawful voters' registrations are being erroneously canceled. Joyce Vance said, you can't be removed from the voter rolls closer than 90 days to an election if you're an eligible voter. But the DOJ had to sue both Alabama and Virginia, Alabama, for doing those recently. They're going to try this. We just got to keep our heads down, man. Just 3 weeks from today, go time. Just if you, I've already voted. I voted the day I got my ballot.
I voted.
I'm going in on the day of.
I know.
For instance, speaking of like scare stories and clickbait, Keith Boykin said the New York Times said yesterday that black voters drift from Democrats, imperiling Harris's bid. But today's CBS News poll shows Kamala Harris getting the exact same numbers from black voters that Biden got in 2020, and Biden won. Don't obsess on the polls, folks. Just vote. I mean, there is a new thing that's made designed to make us panic every day, whether it's a headline or a poll or a, yeah. Okay. Oh, this is a good, Rude Pundit, who I missed yesterday, but who is a delight.
And rude.
And also very rude.
It's very rude.
Yes. It's in the name, though.
He said, whatever you thought about Hillary Clinton in 2016, you didn't make things better by not voting for her. Whatever you thought about Al Gore in 2000, you didn't make things better by voting for Ralph Nader or not voting at all. The losses in those elections didn't bring about some lesson for Democrats or some great ideological shift that wouldn't have happened otherwise. But we know what they did bring about, and it was, you didn't make anything better. You made yourself feel better. Please, for the love of God, it's the democracy, stupid. Chris, who said, now I realize he's a total fascist. He is now the most dangerous person in this country, a fascist to the core.
Darkwing Duck.
No, that would be General Mark Milley. He fears that, fears grow that clown-like Trump could achieve fascist goals despite gross incompetence. I mean, again, we'll talk to Noel Castler about this, but I get at this point for, I guess, the MAGA cult, it's all white noise. It's just every military expert, economist.
They're not listening.
On and on. Right? Scientific expert. Everyone. Most of whom worked for him and with him are screaming, five-alarm fire, hair on fire, warning people. And it just feels like they're just like, oh, la, la, la. We don't believe anyone. That is a cult. We don't believe anyone but him, period. I mean, it's, okay. So I can carry the forward about it, but there is Chris in Ohio. Hello, Chris.
Hey, Stephanie, how are you?
Good, go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, a question for you, well, a comment. I think that what we should do as Democrats is have a press conference between now, every day between now and the end of the election. And basically have a person on with the press conference that is an expert and talk about how terrible Trump is. One day it could be you, one day it could be Chris, one day it could be someone else, but I think we should have a press conference every day to put it in front of the American people, because if we say those things at the rallies, everybody gets that. But the people that we need are the people that are undecided, and we need to get that information out to them.
Yeah. All right. Good idea. Yeah, this is a good idea. Chris, call a press conference in my driveway.
Okay.
I'm sure the mainstream media will cover it.
All right.
Yes.
I want full newspaper coverage.
Yes.
I want magazine stories. I want books. I want films. I want TV.
Right.
I want radio. I want us on the air 24 hours a day.
No.
Really?
No.
It's our moment.
You want to be on the air 24 hours a day?
No, but I think he's right. Call a press conference in my driveway. I would like to. This is the problem with our mainstream media. They won't cover it. They won't cover it.
We'll get Moby to come.
Moby, right, that's right. That's
Joel.
Right. Yeah.
Doug.
Joel Stein.
Yeah, sure.
Doug.
Okay.
Down
yeah.
the street, you know.
All right.
You got some folks that would show up. I'd leave, but,
this
you know.
This is,
yeah. That'd be after bedtime, I'm sure.
Bob Schooley says, when Trump sets out to normalize once disqualifying behavior, whether cashing in on the office or extreme racism and xenophobia, the press acts all but impotent at adequately conveying the danger. I'd say it's in the nature of horse race traditions, but they didn't seem to have a problem keeping focus to destroy Biden. So I'm sorry, caller. I don't mean to be. I know that was. I'm a little C-wordy.
You were.
Because it's going to be a long 3 weeks.
No,
but
mean.
The mainstream media, they don't even cover the obvious. cognitive decline and just horrific fascism, on and on, you name it, right?
Yep.
So the double standard at this point, so Trump's not doing anything,
right.
Any interviews, any debate. And he's just going to sit in the peanut gallery. So Kamala Harris is going on Fox News. God bless her.
Rude doesn't like that. Did you
she
read that?
She's a stronger lady than I.
Rude thinks it's a horrible idea for her to go on Fox News.
I think she's going to be fine. I think she'll be fine.
Yeah.
I have faith in her in any circumstance. But this is an insane double standard. So here's Trump lying. Kamala Harris has wisely chosen Brett Baer of Fox News to do a much-needed interview because he's considered to be fair and balanced. He's often very soft on those on the cocktail circuit left.
What?
Oh, I am definitely on the cocktail circuit. Are there enough drinks to get us through this election?
At least the
He's too scared. He's too much of a pussy to go on Fox News himself. The friggin' state network for Donald Trump, basically.
Unless he calls in to Fox and Friends.
Yeah, to Hannity or God. Fox and Friends, yeah.
Right, so even that's
or
not
Mark
good enough.
Bartiromo.
So she's sitting down Fox News. With, I mean, it's just insanity that he is... I mean, and she said it. I loved how she went after him. Why are they hiding him? Is he too weak and unstable? I love that she's just started playing clips of his rallies at her rallies,
mm-hmm.
so you can see how crazy he is. Wait, oh, here it is. Yeah, 16.
Into 17.
Yes.
You know who Donald Trump is? He is someone who will stop at nothing to claim power for himself. And you don't have to take my word for it. I've said for a while now, watch his rallies. Listen to his words. He tells us who he is. And he tells us what he would do if he is elected president. So here tonight, I will show you one example of Donald Trump's worldview and intentions. Please roll the clip.
Okay. All right. And we will do that after this.
Yes.
50 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Simply Safe. It's simple and it's safe if you just turn it on.
You turned it on while you were gone this past weekend.
I did. And you know what I had in Kansas City? Broccoli at a barbecue restaurant and also peace of mind. I could check in on Mr. and Mrs. Kisses.
You could. Because the cameras.
Yes.
Right on your app.
Okay. I'm just saying, when it comes to protecting your home and family, it's always better to stop trouble before it even has a chance to start. Am I right?
You're right.
That's why Simply Safe is changing the game with their new Active Guard outdoor protection. This is new.
Whoa!
It offers a double layer of defense, cutting-edge AI plus real-time monitoring by Simply Safe's live security agents to keep intruders out, prevent crime before it happens. If someone suspicious steps onto your property, Simply Safe agents, they're on it immediately. They see and talk to the intruder, set off sirens, flash spotlights to scare them away, even call the police if needed to get you help fast. Other systems only react after a break-in. Simply Safe combines live monitoring and proactive protection both outside and inside your home. Right now, you save 50% on a new Simply Safe system with a select professional monitoring plan. SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. Grab your 50% off today. SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. There is no safe like Simply Safe.
I don't mean to ignore your strange monologue, but I can't take my eyes off.
Stephanie Miller.
This enchanting vision. The moment I saw her, I felt as if I'd met her before.
Why do so many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy? It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dog complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
She's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies. They're wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Did you know that almost one-third of Americans have no religion, and at least 34% of Gen Z are religiously unaffiliated? 2024 isn't just another election. This one's personal. Your rights, your freedoms, your future, they're all on the line. Policies affecting your health, your privacy, your ability to live life on your terms, they're all decided by who we elect. That's why it's critical to vote like your rights depend on it, because they do. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, dedicated to the rights of free thinkers and protecting the constitutional principle of church and state in this crucial fight. Go to ffrf.org/vote or text the word liberal to 511-511 and receive a free issue of FFRF's newspaper, Free Thought Today. Text liberal to 511-511. Your vote is your power. Join the movement to protect what matters most. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Text liberal to 511-511 or go to ffrf.org/vote. Don't sit this one out. Text liberal to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
A single ember that escapes from a wildfire can travel over a mile, carrying a world of trouble. It can land, ignite, and destroy your home and community. You can't control where that ember will land, only what happens before it does. With simple things like clearing areas around buildings, knowing community safe zones, and being prepared for wildfires, you could keep this from turning into this. Your home is better protected from wildfire when your whole community is prepared. Visit fireadapted.org for more tips on how to get started adapting your home and community to wildfires. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign. Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
This portion of the show brought to you by my unsolicited testimonial to Dr. Marty's. So my friend Marcia watched the doggies while I was in Kansas City. Her dog Riley, guess what Riley eats now?
Dr. Marty?
Yes!
Yay!
I'm just, yes, used to be on a different food. She succumbed to my my very heartfelt testimonials. And they wouldn't have to change the food out because they all eat the same thing. They're all the happiest, healthiest dogs in the world.
Did she type Stephanie in the box?
Yes, she certainly did. Okay. Listen, you know what? Some dog food companies, Chris, they're sneaky. Sneaky McSneakerson, the spokesperson for Sneaky Dog Food, Sneaky Town, USA.
Yeah.
Do you know why?
Why?
Try to sneak in a whole bunch of cereal and wheat, and it's fractionation, right?
Yeah. Right. That's how they hide wheat.
Dog food fracking. It's bad. Right? That's how they hide the wheat, because they bust it into a bunch of different ingredients. You think it's not that much wheat? Well, it is. Sneaky McSneakerson.
From Sneaker Town?
Dog food company. Yeah, we see you.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, first four ingredients, turkey, beef, duck, salmon. Oh, my God, all superfoods. Save up to 54% off right now and a free bag of Cod Krispies.
Cod Krispies!
That's how you have to say it. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. We don't have time for, all right, we're going to get to this. Oh, I missed this one just because we'll play this one as well. Trump in California threatens to withhold federal emergency aid from California unless Gavin Newsom changes his water policy.
Mm-hmm.
It's just going to be him threatening different states, American people in general, anyone that disagrees with him for three solid weeks.
Yep.
Do not cave into fear from this ridiculous bully. 58 minutes after the hour. Stephanie Miller Show.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, more tickets to give away for Charlie Behrens appearing at Comedy on State.
And we'll be talking to Mike McCabe from Substack.
Join us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.